Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Suspect in Wright shooting identified. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Wright man who was shot and killed after firing at a sheriff's deputy while responding to a domestic violence call on Sunday night has been identified. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum identified the suspect on Wednesday as 55-year-old Christopher Beza Morales. Wallum said his autopsy was delayed until today because of a backlog of previously scheduled autopsies. Sheriff Scott Matheny and Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds shared details from the body camera footage, which shows the deputy arriving at the scene and quickly exiting the patrol car. A gunshot struck the driver's side of the vehicle almost immediately. Matheny described the photo of the patrol car, saying the windshield was riddled with buckshot, with some breaking through near the driver's seat. According to Matheny, the deputy took cover behind the patrol car and returned fire, killing Morales, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Morales had been hiding behind a pickup truck, waiting on law enforcement, and fired at the deputy when he emerged from the vehicle. The sheriff's office has not released the deputy's name or the body camera footage due to the ongoing investigation by the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. It remains unclear how many shots the deputy fired, but the autopsy is expected to clarify the number of times Morales was hit. The incident began at 9:23 p.m. on Sunday when the 54-year-old woman called 911 reporting that her husband, later identified as Morales, had punched her in the face. As per procedure, the deputy involved has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Pathfinders aim to break 4 Guinness World Records at International Camporee. Pathfinders attending the Believe the Promise International Camporee in Gillette this week will attempt to break 4 Guinness World Records. According to the International Pathfinders Camporee news publication, these include the largest postcard collection, the biggest great ball contraption, the fastest time to erect a 4-person tent, and the most backpacks stuffed with school supplies in an hour. The events aim to foster social interaction and provide fun activities for participants, with organizers emphasizing the value of challenging goals and community involvement. Previous records were set by the Pathfinders at the 2019 Camporee. The records chosen are designed to engage kids who enjoy building and creating, as well as those who may feel marginalized. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.